Good morning. Can we turn to Leviticus chapter 15? Let's read this. Leviticus 15. The Lord also spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When any man has a discharge from his body, his discharge is unclean. This, moreover, shall be his uncleanness in his discharge. It is his uncleanness whether his body allows its discharge to flow or whether his body obstructs its discharge. Every bed on which the person with the discharge lies becomes unclean, and everything on which he sits becomes unclean. Anyone, moreover, who touches his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. And whoever sits on the thing on which the man with the discharge has been sitting shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Also, whoever touches the person with the discharge shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Or if the man with the discharge spits on one who is clean, he too shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. And every saddle on which the person with the discharge rides becomes unclean. Whoever then touches any of the things which were under him shall be unclean until evening, and he who carries them shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Likewise, whomever the one with the discharge touches without having rinsed his hands in water shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. However, an earthenware vessel which the person with the discharge touches shall be broken, and every wooden vessel shall be rinsed in water. Now when the man with the discharge becomes cleansed from his discharge, then he shall count off for himself 7 days for his cleansing. He shall then wash his clothes and bathe his body in running water and shall become clean. Then on the eighth day he shall take for himself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before the Lord to the door of the tent of meeting and give them to the priest. And the priest shall offer them, one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf before the Lord because of his discharge. Now, if a man has a seminal emission, he shall bathe all his body in water and be unclean until evening. As for any garment or any leather on which there is seminal emission, it shall be washed with water and be unclean until evening. If a man lies with a woman so that there is a seminal emission, they shall both bathe in water and be unclean until evening. When a woman has a discharge, if her discharge in her body is blood, she shall continue in her menstrual impurity for 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until evening. Everything also on which she lies during her menstrual impurity shall be unclean, and everything on which she sits shall be unclean. And anyone who touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Whoever touches anything on which she sits shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. Whether it be on the bed or on the thing on which she is sitting, when he touches it, he shall be unclean until evening. And if a man actually lies with her so that her menstrual impurity is on him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he lies shall be unclean. Now if a woman has a discharge of her blood many days, not at the period of her menstrual impurity, or if she has a discharge beyond that period, all the days of her impure discharge, she shall continue as though in her menstrual impurity she is unclean. Any bed on which she lies all the days of her discharge shall be to her like her bed at menstruation, and everything on which she sits shall be unclean, like her uncleanness at that time. Likewise, whoever touches them shall be unclean and shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until evening. When she becomes clean from her discharge, she shall count off for herself 7 days, and afterwards she shall be clean. Then on the eighth day she shall take for herself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, bring them into the priest to the doorway of the tent of meeting, and the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, the other for a burnt offering. So the priest shall make atonement on her behalf before the Lord because of her impure discharge. Thus you shall keep the sons of Israel separated from their uncleanness, lest they die in their uncleanness by their defiling of my tabernacle that is among them. This is a law for the one with the discharge and for the man who has a seminal emission, so that he is unclean by it. And for the woman who is ill because of menstrual impurity, for the one who has a discharge, whether a male or a female, or a man who lies with an unclean woman. Amen. So now you're dealing, again, with the laws of purity and cleanliness, and now we're dealing with a discharge. But this would be what they would consider an abnormal discharge, okay? And so most likely the connotation here is there's some kind of sexual sin or licentiousness or some type. And so the man has some kind of disease, some kind of, I guess the easy way of saying it, some kind of venereal disease. And so as a result of his sin, he now has this abnormal discharge that is coming out of his body. And so when this happens, again, remember the Lord, when he writes in these aspects, he's writing twofold. He's writing one in a very spiritual sense, because God is so holy that we are not holy enough. We can never be holy enough. And so we need to be very aware of our unholiness, especially compared to his holiness. So that's one side. The other side is really purely about hygiene and about cleanliness. Now, we know now, and we've known for a long time, that a lot of these diseases and these things are actually carried off by bodily fluid. Very aware. That's why, we had SARS. So that's actually when we first moved to Hong Kong and SARS hit, people were wearing masks the whole time because it was just a simple idea that bodily fluids are what carry these illnesses and these diseases. God was really way ahead of his time, and he was really helping people to really understand this, more and more. And so he would do this. Even, like I shared a few days ago, even he says the earthenware vessels. He says, if someone touches these things, you should just break them. And, like I shared before, it's because the earthenware, it was so porous. They weren't smooth surfaces like we have now. And so they were very difficult to clean. And so if one were contaminated, you basically just have to destroy it because there's no way to really clean it because it was so porous. And so God is really trying to preserve them spiritually. And he's also trying to preserve them physically. Remember, he's setting aside a people with whom he's going to bring his son through. And so he's making very careful that the Israelites, they remain. They're not going to die off and whatnot. So he lays all these rules to them to help them in this. And so he's talking about this abnormal discharge. And then he talks about a seminal emission, which in our day would be ejaculation in some way. And so when that happens, if you look this compared to the other ones, it's more an issue of cleansing because, the woman, the man with the abnormal discharge and the woman with a discharge that's outside of her menstrual cycle, usually blood, they have to make an offering for. But in this part, if a man has a seminal emission, and this is obviously the context is with his wife, then they just need to bathe. And so there's no offering of turtle doves or pigeons or anything like that. They just simply need to bathe themselves, and they would be considered clean by the evening. And so it's not such a big sin deal per se. And then it goes into the law of the woman as a discharge, and if it's blood, and she needs to set aside 7 days. If it's through the menstrual cycle, it's not that big of an issue. But if something that comes outside the menstrual cycle, then it becomes an issue. And again, this would be related in some way to some type of sexuality that was taking place that's really not so wholesome. And then these would be the things that are at work for the cleansing. It's important that the angle here is really dealing with the sexuality angle. And if you look throughout history, you'll find that the fall of civilization in many ways, you could read some of the historical books, really hinge on their view of sexuality. It's been said that most most civilizations, one of the reasons why they collapsed, you're talking about empires, the Roman Empire for one and others, one of the reasons why they collapsed was the incredible licentiousness of the population, especially, dealing with the issue of homosexuality, and so rampant that it created all kinds of not just social problems, but health issues, and as a result, whole empires collapsed. and you know, to the effect that some of the rulers, you know, had syphilis and other venereal diseases that caused their brains and their mind, they basically went crazy. And you see many of these things happening throughout history. And so you recognize that God's command for the Israelites to remain sexually pure, it just really hit on many, many fronts. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians, we'll read from verse 3. He says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor." The word vessel is really an interesting word in Greek. It could mean body, but it could also possibly mean your wife as well. But in honor, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God. And that no man transgress and defraud his brother. Okay, that's later on. But this is the will of God. When it talks about your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that you know how to honor your bodies, that you know how to keep your bodies clean in sanctification and in honor, and not in lustful passions like the Gentiles. And this interesting phrase, who do not know God. And when we are operating immorally in a sexual way, is as if we don't know who God is, and that's quite a powerful indictment, you know, on these sets of sins in this regard. Okay, so let's close our eyes. This will be one of the primary ways that the devil will get a foothold into our lives is the whole issue of sexuality. So let the Holy Spirit speak to us today. Are we keeping our vessel in sanctification and honor? Are we really loving God with our bodies, the temple, the Holy Spirit? And as we sing, let's just meditate on that and ask the Lord to speak to us this morning. Thank you.
set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
Thanks, Monica. What a great song. That song was written by a musician, Brian Dirksen, and he was riding in his car one day, and an angel appeared to him and basically was singing this song. It gave an incredible revelation of what holiness is. Let's pray this morning. Let's pray that God would give us a revelation of what it truly means to be holy. You know, that line, Lord, I want to be holy, set apart, right, to do God's work, to do His will. It's really the joy of holiness. Let's pray that God would give us a revelation this morning, Lord, that we want to be holy, God. We want to be set apart. We want to do the Master's will. Let's pray that God would just sear our hearts with that this morning. Let's pray for our community, and let's pray for God's healing word upon their lives, especially as they battle cancer and go through chemo and radiation therapy and recover from surgery. Let's just pray for God's healing and His grace and comfort to cover all these families. Himself to them. Pray for our community that's dealing with non-cancer related illness. Let's pray for God's healing. Community is looking for work, and let's pray for God's provision. Let's cover Indonesia and Singapore. Let's pray for God's favor and grace upon them. Let's ask the Lord to just move and minister, especially regarding Singapore. I think Jeremy is preaching this Sunday. Let's ask for God's power and anointing to flow through him. Education ministries. Pray for Noah's Ark, the youth, and SPU. Let's pray for all the pastors and leaders, and especially, you know, continue to pray for Yiling as she organizes, you know, while we wait for Mary to come. Let's just ask the Lord to just continue to bless our kids as well. Let's pray for SV 2.0. Let's ask God to continue to open the doors for a new building and donor. And as we pray for this, let's also pray for the 9th and 10th floors. You may or may not know, we've been actually renovating the floors right now. And so we're a little behind schedule. So we're to pray. Right now we're just waiting for the lights to arrive. And so just pray the lights would come, like right now, so that we could finish and our kids can get more space. Weekend today. Let's pray for our GIC class, the EMP Bible studies. Pray for the prison outreach, Sunday services, both services. I'll be preaching again, hearing God's voice. Let's pray for Noah's Ark, our worship team, hospitality ministries, the youth group, Yahweh, the marketplace ministries, and all the meetings are taking place throughout this weekend, today and tomorrow. Particularly, there is a local outreach retreat going on all day today. Let's just ask God to cover and just really touch His people through these meetings that are coming together and services. Pray for house churches meeting today, Robinson Bay, Mawan, and McDaddy. Let's ask God to bless our leaders and they would gather together and not only just talk about hearing God's voice, but practice and hear God's voice for one another. Let's lift up. Let's pray for Alpha on Monday night. Let's just ask God to help them to finish strong. Only a few more sessions left, and our guests would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, God. We want to be holy. Lord, we want to be set apart, Father. God, we recognize, God, that you want to preserve us spiritually and physically, God. So we offer our bodies as living sacrifices to you, God, holy and acceptable to you, Father. Lord, it be pleasing, God. Lord, watch over us today. God, help us to give your Son, Jesus, all the glory that he deserves, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. And we'll see you tomorrow at Sunday service.